The Israeli army has made its deepest incursion into Palestinian territory in the latest round of violence. Israeli armored vehicles early today entered a Palestinian-controlled neighborhood in the West Bank city of Hebron. They destroyed two buildings before withdrawing. The incursion came after two Israeli youths were wounded by sniper fire. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
The Palestinian neighborhood of Abu Sneini overlooks the Jewish enclave in the city, where several hundred Jewish settlers live under the protection of a large Israeli military and police presence. The Palestinians chafe under heavy curfew restrictions and complain of attacks from settlers and soldiers. The settlers have also been the target of Palestinian attacks, and they have for months urged the army to take over the hillside neighborhood. Yesterday, settlers said sniper fire wounded an 11-year-old Israeli boy in the chest. His 21-year-old brother was hit in the hand. Soon after, armored personnel carriers and jeeps, backed by Israeli troops, began to move up the hill into the Palestinian neighborhood. The soldiers exchanged gunfire with Palestinian gunmen. Israeli government advisor Dori Gold says the Hebron Agreement, which granted the Abu Sneini neighborhood H-1, or Palestinian-controlled status, allows Israel to return in order to protect its citizens against violence.
Israel did re-enter H-1 area, that Palestinian zone in Hebron, on the dominant hill of Abu Sneini, and has now retreated. But it left a very clear message that Palestinian snipers cannot take aim and shoot at 11-year-old Israeli children, and Israel will sit quiet.
Gold says Israel is not contemplating a permanent takeover of the neighborhood, as the settlers have demanded. The army said it destroyed two buildings in the neighborhood before leaving. Palestinians insist that the incursions into their territory are illegal, and the militant factions Hamas and Islamic Jihad are vowing revenge. Palestinian anger increases each time Israeli troops attempt to kill one of their activists. Palestinians call these assassinations and say two such attempts failed this week. Clashes between soldiers and Palestinians have flared regularly in the Gaza Strip. Yesterday, an 11-year-old Palestinian boy was shot and killed there by soldiers, according to witnesses. The shooting occurred after the funeral for another Palestinian who had been killed the previous day. The continuing violence has increased the popularity of the Palestinian hardliners, who reject the notion of peace talks with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. There have been calls to give Hamas and Islamic Jihad a greater voice in the Palestinian Authority. But Palestinian Planning Minister Nabil Shaath says the authority remains committed to the peace process.
You cannot have in the government people who say no to every contact with Israelis, who say no to every attempt at implementing the peace process with the Israelis, because eventually that's what we want. I mean, we are struggling today against the Israeli aggression, but we would like the Israelis to accept the peace process and go back to the peace process.
Palestinian President Yasser Arafat has agreed to a meeting with Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres. Arafat is currently in China on the final leg of an Asian tour aimed at drumming up international support for the Palestinian cause. Yesterday, Peres, on a trip to Poland, told reporters that both sides have to be ready to make concessions if any progress is to be made.
You know, if you really want to win peace, you must be careful not to win too much, because you will lose your partner. If you really want to have peace, you have to compromise. Unfortunately, there are many people who are for peace, but we are not ready to pay the price of peace.
Peres is already trying to lower expectations in advance of the proposed meeting with Arafat. He said the suggestion that the meeting be held next week in Berlin is still tentative, and he predicted the talks would be difficult and protracted. The United States has urged both sides, but particularly Yasser Arafat, to do more to quell the violence. The State Department, meanwhile, called on the Israeli government to distance itself from a deputy minister's suggestion that Israeli forces should kill the fathers of Palestinian suicide bombers. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.